Hayom Tisha Asar Yom Shehem Shnei Shavuos V'Chamisha Yomim BaOmer. Today is 19 days of the Omer. We are working on the Hod aspect within Tiferes, beauty within harmony. The praises that we actually give that produce this amazing glory for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for ourselves. In the Bein Adam LaMakom realm, we should praise Hashem for the glorious wealth that Hashem has given you. Do not take credit for it. And this will result in your continued giving money to tzedakah and spending money on mitzvahs. If you realize it's all from Hashem and you praise Hashem for it, and that is the hod, and you're giving Him hod for all the tiferes that Hashem has bestowed upon you, you'll be able to continue to give tzedakah, and you need not worry that Hashem is paying you off for all the mitzvahs you've done just to get rid of you. Number two, even though you've asked Hashem to have mercy on you and give you achievement in Torah, especially in the written Torah, and Hashem has answered your request, and you are glorified before Hashem through the Torah insights you've produced and glorified by mankind through your wisdom, still do not take credit for your accomplishments, but show your gratitude and praise Hashem. And this can be done either on concentrating on the Torah blessings you say in the morning that you ask Hashem. You thank Him that you've chosen us to be able, the ones, to have the Torah. You ask Hashem to make the learning sweet for us. It should stay with us and our children. Also, get used to saying the prayer of Nechunya ben Hakana before and after learning. Before learning, we say, may it be your will, Hashem, that no stumbling block should occur through me, that I shall not fail in a point of law, so that my colleagues rejoice because of me, that I shall not declare the impure pure, the pure pure, and that my colleagues shall not fail in a point of law, so that I will rejoice because of them. So you're asking Hashem to give you help before you learn, and when you finish, you thank Hashem. And you also say the tefillah, I thank you, Hashem, that you have put my lot with those who sit in the study hall, and that you did not put my lot with those who sit at the street corners, and on, as we have in the text over here. We have a lot to thank Hashem for what He has provided for us. So those are two ways of praising Hashem for our success in Torah. Number three, we should thank Hashem for being chosen to be glorified with the privilege of wearing tefillin. As tefillin are called a pe'er, a glory. So when you put on tefillin on this day, reflect for a moment, wow, we're so lucky that we get the glory of wearing the tefillin that's like the jewelry that Hashem has given us, where we are privileged to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, and knowing that Hashem has tefillin that says, Mi ke'amcha Yisrael goy echad baretz, who is like the Jewish people, the one nation, the world that praises Hashem. In the area of Bein Adam L'Chavero, you should show gratitude and thank all those that have assisted you in your learning the written Torah, especially your teachers and students, which that gives you glory. Number two, when engaged in business dealings or Torah study with others, and you see that the truth is with your friend, immediately admit to him that you're wrong and don't stubbornly hold on to your opinion. Thank your friend for illuminating your eyes and setting you on the truthful path. That is really hod Thanksgiving, to bring out the beauty of the truth that is there. And also, do what you can to assist and support those engaged in Torah study in general, and specifically the written Torah, in so many ways. You can support them with food, money, etc., so that they need not waste time from their Torah study. To be careful not to denigrate them or cause them to slacken off from their learning. You should encourage them by honoring and praising their learning and good deeds. You should buy Sfarim for them and provide them with a strong atmosphere for learning. When you do these amazing things, you should use your upper body part when admitting, praising, and showing gratitude towards others for what they have done for you. The time of the day to make effort to praise Hashem and thank others should be in the daytime, especially on a Tuesday. Concentrate on the blessing of Mechabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael in the evening Amida, as that again brings Hashem the greatest glory when the Jewish people are back in Eretz Yisrael. Concentrate when saying the name of Elohim Tzvakos, especially when you're reading Psukim from the prophets, or a Pasuk which mentions Aaron HaKohen, which you have a lot in Sefer Vayikra, and during the evening prayer. And the mita to work on the quality to acquire Torah is b'miut derech eretz, moderation in worldly affairs, which means one should spend a minimum of time, you should spend time, but a minimum time, in social, civic, and communal affairs. Also, one should practice moderation in marital relations. Excessiveness in these areas will limit a person's ability to concentrate his mind on Torah study, and it'll weaken him both physically and spiritually, and will not bring peer glory to him or Hashem if he slackens off in his Torah study. Hopefully this will give us more success in Hod Shebetiferes. Have a great day.